Some attested base. So the person should spend the achila, shtia, and sleeping for all 7 days, by day and by night. You can't sleep outside of the sukkah, even if shina saroi. But achila saroi is mutter chutz l'sukkah. So the ikur dira sa'adam, so a person sometimes eats outside, so he says it's not such a kosher thing even, because but Masha can sleep, even a little bit of sleep sometimes can refresh the person significantly, and therefore it has a cheshivas to it. It doesn't get in a shimas aroi. Achilas aroi is mutter. The kam achilas aroi. Kebeya mipas. The shear of achilas aroi is up to the size of up to and including a kebeya of pas. Okay, so up to a kebeya is mutter. Up to and including a kebeya of pas is
of achilas aroi. So all don't sleep in this.
What?
We, of course, all don't sleep in the sukkah.
I sleep in the sukkah.
Yes, you do. Most people.
Many people don't. Achila, okay. Umoto lisha mayim v'yayin. You got to drink water or even wine. Balechol peiris. Eat fruit. Achila kabbalah. Even if you would make a whole meal out of them, chutz l'sukkah, because that's still considered achilas aroi. It wasn't pasur or mazonos, etc. A person who takes upon himself the stringency of not having even water outside the sukkah is considered praiseworthy. It's not a chiyuv, it's a praiseworthy. If a person takes food made from the 5 species of grain, so if a person is kaveil, makes it into a meal, he'd be chayav eating in the sukkah. See the definition of the Mishabura, what definition of Kaveya Alav means. Now he says Tavshal. Tavshal usually means a cooked item. In other words, let's say a porridge or an oatmeal or a farina or something of that sort, as opposed to a baked item. Ramos says people are lenient when it comes to sleep. There's only people which are careful when it's asleep in the sukkah, but most people do not. And we have to understand why is that. So some people say that the reason why that's so is Mishum Tzina. The heter is because of the cold. The star lishan mekaymas akorim, places where it's cold at night time, so it's being uncomfortable. And we know that mitzvah is potter from the sukkah. That's some people explain. That's a Mordechai. Belini, the Ramos says, I have a different explanation, which will work at least for married men. The mitzvah is to sleep in the sukkah together with your wife. You should sleep in the normal way that you would normally sleep. A place where that's not an option. So then the halacha is potter. Person is part of sleeping in the sukkah, and they used to use communal sukkahs, so they wouldn't. The option of sleeping there with a person's wife would not really be a real option, and therefore it's part. But the truth is, so the proper thing to do is if a person would have an option of creating a sukkah which he could allow him to be there with his wife, he should do so. So he's not relying on the heter of tzina, he's not relying on the heter of not having his wife there. So I don't have. So the answer is make a sukkah which is miyuchedes, and you can be there with your wife. Then convince your wife to join you, and then you're done. Okay, Sivkat and Yud. Kol Shiva, Ein Lekalam and Siman Tafra Samaches. That for us, it's 8 days. Now, what's going to be interesting, we'll see over there, that for Shemini Atzeres, the Mora says, the minhag of the Chassidim aside, which is it's a very difficult minhag to understand, it's connected to Farish HaGemara and Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that we sit in the sukkah for all 8 days, we eat and we sleep. We eat, but there is a minhag not to sleep. There is a minhag not even the Gemara says Yisubi Yasminan Vavaruchei Lavavarchinan. We sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. But we do sit in the sukkah, which the Karshan includes sleeping also. That already there's a discussion over there that could be the minhag is not to sleep. The reason is, whereas in other words, what's the heter? Look, you have a problem about Tosef. You're adding on to the mitzvah of the Torah by having an eighth day. You're sitting in the sukkah, so it's baltos. The answer is not baltos. The Mishnah says because sometimes sukkos are rabbi loyal all them. The person enjoys the sukkah more than his house. House is hot, stuffy. Sukkah is nice, have nice breeze, etc. So it's not obvious that a person is doing it in the shame mitzvah. That's actually one of the terim that they say that the minhag of the chassidim was that they didn't because in Northern Europe. During the time of sukkah is already end of September, October, can be quite cold. So bishlam you have you're doing the for mitzvah, but come the eighth day and the holy heter, it shouldn't be about toisa because it's not obvious you're doing it for the mitzvah because sometimes you enjoy the sukkah more. Come on, who are you kidding? Right? It's cold out. So that was maybe one of the explanations. But even if you say that's true. That a person would, by daytime, let's say it's nice and cool, it's not so cold out, and a person might enjoy the sukkah more. But sleeping, it's hard to say that a person would say he enjoys sleeping at nighttime in the sukkah when it's cold more than his house. You have to be a real diehard, camper to argue that. So that is obvious he's doing it because of the mitzvah, then you become al toisiv. So that is what the Mechaber presents, such an idea over there, that you would, because of that. So that they have, for all 7 days, you eat, you sleep, and you sleep. For the eighth day, you eat, but you don't sleep. For the gross is the eighth day, you also sleep. He doesn't accept this chiluk. That's what he's telling you, but we'll see later on in Tavrei Samachas about that.
My son tells me when he goes to L.A., he goes to L.A. every sukkah. He says the people in New York who were not eating the sukkah, we're not eating the sukkah in New York. He says even those people in L.A. they do because it's like they say because it doesn't look. He says because they would go there in the regular Shabbos or outside right. Anyway. So there
there's no hecker at all.
Not like in New York. So right. that's why the same people in L.A. they will.
Yeah, should be.
That's the reason why.
Trinitzeris.
Yeah. All right. The Pamasagal of the Inish Bahaki, so we say that it comes to sleep, even Shinasaroy is also. Why? Because sometimes even a little bit of sleep is enough to rejuvenate the person. Habale Keva, that forgets the Cheshibas of Mekeva. By Simim Dal, Shushir, what is called Shir Keva? Hiluch Mea Amma. The Shir is of Shinasaroy is called Mea Amma. Habatsimiochi Afaroy Lohavi. Efshadua Dinli in Sukhi Kegapa. That's the Gabi Hiluch Tfilin. So maybe the Loch over here is the same. The Shir Me'am is not very significant if you do your math. It's about 2 minutes. Okay, now Mishanelis V'yoshev Chutzis Sukkah. A person fell asleep. Miyakash Yochid Tzarek Le'elot L'Sukkah. When he wakes up, he can't continue to sleep as such. He's tired. He fell asleep. He'll stay there ready. No, he has to go to the Sukkah. The Philip B'yarduk Shamim Pasku Tzarek Le'elot L'Sukkah Imadayin L'Shachav V'shakas 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 V'shakas. If it was raining and the person went inside, he didn't go to sleep yet, so he has to go back outside. So similar over here. There's a shalom poiskim, a person fell asleep, are you mechuyev to wake him? He fell asleep. So he fell asleep, that was wrong. It was improper for him to fall asleep close to the sukkah. He did that already. Right? So while he's sleeping, he's not doing any aveira. He's a yashin, he's an onus. On the other hand, he's not being mechanitz of sitting in the sukkah. So should you wake him and therefore allow him to be kindness of sleeping in the sukkah? So that's a din in the poskim. Whether you mechiv to do that or you're supposed to wake him or not. Achilas roi, but achilas roi is more than zel. Choshev lechay b'sukkah. Achilas roi does not have the same significance to make a person mechiv in the sukkah. A person will eat a roi outside of his house. It's not so choshev. Okay. So you can taste the food you're cooking. All those are normal things. Eating a lot of fruit only has a loch equivalent to eating a roi. See, you're allowed to eat bread up to the size of a kebaya. You're allowed to eat five apples outside also. Well, then achilas baser, redogim, magvino, eshar meni Michael, chashub and kepera, ladasa shulchan aruch. According to shulchan aruch, eating the proteins, your meat, fish, cheese, have the same din as peiros. There's no thing as a kev on that. Well, hechmer b'sayf rak b'tam shel osim mechamesh as a min. The only thing which he was machran was a porridge. Okay. Fine. So if a person wants to eat something, so he wants to take some cheese or wants to take a piece of meat or a piece of fish, that's mutter. The phrase of the Ramah says that even if you're kaveya, you're not mechuyev to go into the sukkah. It's going back on the case of Paris, but it's koi gam al yain. It's going back to the case of wine also. Look at the dark immersion. Clearly he says that.
And then he went ahead and sent it.
Okay. His thought process is the yain and natural rak achilas kachilas peri. Drinking wine is the same thing as eating fruits. L'cholshke and sharmashke, and obviously true by other drinks also. L'kem l'choshev kviyas, the two of the kviyas, person with kaveya, a meal or a gathering over wine is not going to change anything. Person will be kaveya to drink wine. Person would be chayav on the sukkah. Especially if you have a group together, we're coming together to drink wine. That's definitely that's considered a kviyas, and therefore you would need to sit in the sukkah. But the bracha is not set on wine. It's the bracha on types of different species of grain.
Bread,
maybe
five types.
Yeah, linen, pasta of a in regards to pasta of a kistin, cake, cookies, crackers. We'll talk about that over there also. Now, but me and Roy Benochel, Chachilish Ladishus, Yibakav Hilashar Meshkim. So we're going to say that Sokeva is not is by wine. We should eat sit there according to these shitas. We're not going to make a bracha on it. What about other drinks? So the thought process to now seems like you know there are, everybody agrees that's the case. No, even that the person should be machmer. It's a mugan of rum. And he says because if you're living in a country where their kaveya to drink another mashkim, it gets a chashivas of wine in regards to the halachas of kviyas. So let's say coffee. People get together over a cup of coffee, and they sit and they make a sit down get together over coffee. So that would be considered. So that would be the same equivalent as they would do with over wine. So that would have this dinner sitting. You should sit in the sukkah, coffee, tea, hot chocolate.
That's obvious. That's nothing great, okay. Right? So what does he mean?
That would be such an argument. So the Shartzian and Lamed Gimel brings this discussion. Take a look on the first piece. It says, because of a master shekel, Fiza, who are coffee within Hosseini, in our area where we live, coffee is the same thing as wine. Shubas al Shmuel disagrees. She has coffee with chocolate, eating coffee, having coffee or hot chocolate. Potafila la person, but she has kebab chayv. Now it's interesting. I mean, pashtus, they must, you know, this is going to be also this will be based on social norms. Nowadays, people do get together over a cup of coffee and have simcha and reyes. You know, you get together in Starbucks for a meeting. You know, over a cup of coffee. So apparently, they were not doing that.
They have better things to do with their time.
That's probably true too.
What does that mean?
So he says over here, meal. To pick back in the Shabbat meal. Royal Menachal Chachil Shalishus Mekava Filo Sharmashkim. A person is going to have like med or beer. El Techasuda only have it during the meal. If you're doing a kvias out of it, or the other option is make him actually wash and bada be chayv. A shard top shall also commission the minimum. You kvias suda also or something else which you would be kvias suda. So again, the shear for the bracha of leisha basukah is going to be passed more than a kvias. So a person is finding a minimum amount to pass, he wouldn't make leisha basukah.
What's a mem gestation? Where are you?
I'm asking the shekel. So then if you take yourself this pass, etc., make a leishah on that, so you have no shaila of the fact that you're drinking the beer or making the party together, etc., on that. So now, but if a person undertakes upon himself not to drink even water outside of the sukkah, that's a dabur meshubuch. Obviously, if you're not even water, you're not going to be eating small pieces of bread outside of the sukkah either. Then he said, "Some which is made with mishnah minim, if you're kaveil of choshev kevav tzarach sukkah." So if you're kaveya, it's chayiv and sukkah.
Now, this is obviously not
basic. Test what? Ratzol Emre. Sha'achlin b'chabura. What's the kaveyas? You get together and you have a party. You have a group which gets together and they basically get together over a bowl of porridge. But they're making a get together over it. A person eats a significant amount, which a person would consider a meal. How much is that? He doesn't say. So by pass, more than a kebeya already is considered a kebeya suda. It's chilas kevan, it's also outside of the sukkah. These items, it's much more significant. So the shear is closer to.
We have.
Defined by a meal, by other things, that the shear is three or four kebayim, is considered a meal. We had discussed that before. So if a person does that, that's considered kvias. Now, I'm going to rum shake shall say he disagrees with what we just said, but I to the dinner mamash can my pass the years to make a mat chai basuf. He disagrees even more than so. According to this first sheet, the person wants to eat oatmeal outside of the sukkah, the share isn't more than a kebeah. The share is three or four bay. If you're eating less than that, you're allowed to eat it outside of the sukkah. So that when rum says that's not true, anything more than a kebeah is worth you should sit and eat in the sukkah. Okay, and then you know, the work leishah basuka. That's okay. Then the work rak kashik alav suda, which is custom shulchan aruch. But making a bracha ready, we're not going to do that unless we have a significant amount, three or four kebayim, where the person makes a party out of it, etc.
So that has nothing to do with
aspara. But that way, the hiskima kamar chadim dolachal hakar mishalachal bosser bedogim begvina chutz asuka bedakim bekvius from bekvius and lahakmer klav to make a kvius over a meal of or bosser or dogim would also be problematic according to this thought process.
I can't tell based on the appearance. I know it's a halakha, but I can't tell based on the appearance whether it meets the criteria for a
trade. So, say a person's driving somewhere and a person wants to take a piece of cheese or a piece of meat, you know, something to munch on, that's not somebody's talking about. That's not a keva. A person will be making a meal, so then it's a question. Okay, the tzarek sukkah. So it's considered a kevah. You need a sukkah. Perish midina. So you must find a sukkah to sit in. Okay, tzarek levorach bracha levorach leishah basukah, and then you'll make a bracha leishah basukah. Okay, now he's going to move from here into possible kistin. So we've discussed pas on one side, and we've discussed porridge on the other side. So shear for porridge, we're saying, is either but shear for pas is more than a kebeya. Shear for porridge is you're having a group sitting together, or three or four bayim. Okay, what about pas over kistin? Kosa Mamar Mordechai, Jamisha Ochel, Passable Bekistan, Beshachris. Besach a coffee, a person who sits down and has a cup of coffee with some Mazonos, some type of a bun or something like that. Kushan Noigim, Vachoyim, Sashana, like we do. Avopi, Sheinom, Mavorcha, Moitzi. You're not eating enough to get a dinner of a moitzi. So it's not a kvius, right? Come walk and boy sukkah. You know you have to sit in a sukkah. Sherei who kaveh sudo shalom. This is he's been kaveh. This is his meal, and that would be called kvius suda. You must sit in a sukkah. And nadal baruch alav for leishem sukkah ein sham. The Mar Mordechai says you might say, you make a bracha of leishem in that situation. Menachem Mosa the shchicha. The word didn't feel below shias kafia. It wasn't only because you're eating the drinking the coffee. The main part was eating the mazonos. Given the kabbas sudal pasal kislin, you'd have to make a bracha. Now, mimloi kabbas sudal say alav raksha ochal yosim mekabeyim. So in this scenario, he's making breakfast out of it. He's making a meal out of it. So the shear over there is more than a kabeyim. Let's say a person is not making a meal out of it, it's a snack. On the other hand, he's eating more than a kebayah. So what is it? It's questionable whether you make a leisha basukah in that situation. So you make kiddush in the morning, you have to eat on Shabbos, you must have kiddush in Makom Suda. So what's called a Suda? So a person decides to make... To make kiddush and then eat mazonos, that should be considered you've had a meal. So your kiddush was b'makom suda. So how much mazonos do you have to eat to consider that's called b'makom suda? What's the shear?
What's the shear?
So says out the b'shari tshuva after achar kachel lechutz lekabel pnei rabbi because there are many nimshak kamashos at zman asuda. So you're not being yetsin passover the kiddush makom suda with the meal you're having afterwards. You're interrupting. You're going outside. You're going etc. Whatever it is, that's not. So this is going to be the kiddush makom suda eating the mazonos. So for those people who eat passover kiss in that situation. So a person would do that scenario in the sukkah, that's called the meal. You're calling it a meal. That's why you're calling it. You're saying it's Kiddush Makom Suda. So this is called a Suda. It's a Suda. You have to eat in a sukkah. Right? So, and the shear would be possible, that would be more than a kebaya. But during the weekdays where you can't say that there's something else which is defining it as a meal, so I would say not take a bracha. Okay, minig olam is the work of b'chol. The minig olam is not like that. So what do I suggest to do? So I'm suggesting really meeker that I really prefer you shouldn't make a bracha in this situation. A person eats pasav b'kistan not in a form of keva as a meal, but he eats it more b'tara as just a snack. And eats more than a kebaya, so I have a suffix with the loch, whether you make a broch or not. But the minigarlam is to make a broch. So what should we do? I would suggest the following, said the Mishnah, in case, in order to take away from this concern of the broch lebatola issue, I would stay there in the sukkah for a little bit. Stay in the sukkah a little more. Even though our minhag is we make a leisha basuka only on achila, but the maisa, you could argue that you're fulfilling the bracha of leisha basuka just in sitting in the sukkah alone. So over here in this situation, if you just stay in the sukkah the time it takes to eat the meat, the food, so you're clearly saying your kavanah is mitzad the achila. Problem is, this is a problematic achila. It's not very clear whether you make a leishev in the situation. But if a person is going to convey himself to stay there for a while, so we could argue that the bracha of leishev basukah is going on the yeshiva. We'll see the mishnah later on. Paskins, there's a chayotim. Chayotim says, let's say a person's fasting at tanis chalom. So then he makes a bracha on leishev basukah just by sitting in the sukkah without eating. There is for you. This is your being your Yosheb Asuka. So this is Leishab Asuka. So another example of that is let's say before davening. So before davening, a person's not supposed to eat. A person wants to get up early, Yontif morning, he didn't sleep in the sukkah, so he slept in the sukkah, so he made the bracha late the night before, and that continues through the night, and that includes his learning in the sukkah in the morning. But he has to go out to the sukkah in the morning. He wants to get up early, learn, sit in the sukkah for an hour, a little before davening. He can't eat before davening. So he makes a leishah b'kram shibur. He makes a leishah b'sukkah on yeshiva alone without any atchila. So Mr. Brod says, well, let's flip that around. And over here, a person's eating questionable amount of cake, which it's more than a kazat, more than a kebeyah. So the minhag is to make a bracha leishah on it. But I'm not so sure that's really true, that it requires a leishah, because it wasn't a kebeyah suda. The answer is stay there for a while. So your bracha will not be a bracha levatol, because you're making a bracha on the yeshiva b'sukkah. So it will be a bracha levatol. It's not that. That's Mr. Burr's suggestion. Okay.
Why is he making?
And you have kavod when you make the bracha al yeshiva l'shachet also. What?
Why is he making another leishiv pesukah when he gets up?
No, let's say person.
Does he or doesn't?
So person gets up. The person sleeps in a sukkah. So let's go through a scenario. It's up to the night. So he comes home and he makes a bracha. He goes into the sukkah and he says kiddush. He says leishah b'sukkah. He stays in the sukkah for the whole meal. Then afterwards, maybe he goes inside to use the bathroom. And he comes out and he sleeps in the sukkah. So it wasn't really any hefsik. So the bracha that leishah he said on the achila counts for his sleeping also. He wakes up in the morning, goes inside, uses the bathroom, comes back outside. Again, it's all a hemshuk of that original bracha. So the leishah b'sukkah he said by nighttime covers his sitting in the sukkah before davening. Then he goes to shul. That's clearly leaving the sukkah. He comes back a few hours later. He needs a new leishev because it's a new sitting in the sukkah. But the whole night really was one hemshuk. But if a person slept in the house, so walking into the sukkah in the morning is a brand new. It's not a continuation of the previous night. It's a new act of going to the sukkah. So in that situation, he would have to make a new bracha. But the only problem is he can't. Usually, our minhag is only make a bracha on achila, and he's not eating because it's before davening. So that's where the Mishmur says in that situation you would make a bracha just on yeshiva alone.
Is that why Hasidim eat
talking about if he slept overnight
before
they davened
to avoid this situation?
That could be a limud zchus. Okay.
Talking about if he slept overnight in his house.
Correct. So he slept in the house. You go out in the morning. You need a new bracha. Mishim Seinu. So the first explanation why people don't sleep in the sukkah is because it's cold. So the Mishabura of Imkain, Yud Zayin, Misha Ein L'Karmak Sos is Karoi B'Yesh Sina. A person doesn't have the proper types of mattresses and coverings. Ein L'Hakra L'Shin Shom. A person should not sleep in a sukkah. The Nikra Hedyot, he's considered a Hedyot. Kamosha Kosov Sip Zayim, but Hagoah, the person who's mitzvah and he sits in the sukkah, is called a hedjit.
Like if the person keeps staying in the sukkah when it's raining, then.
Right. Now, Vayel Kamom Sim Safresh Sip Dal, but Goah, but Moshe Ksav Nusham. We'll see more about that later on. Now, Potter. So the Ramah said no. The argument is not because of tzina. The argument is because you're not sleeping the way you normally sleep, and you normally sleep husband and wife. That's not a reason to argue to say that a person will be potter. In other words, Chazal gave certain definitions of teshu kentaduru, which is called a definition of what's called kentaduru. And that's defining an element in the midst of sukkah. Chazal did not say ishvi ishtoi, so we can't make up our own drasha. But ishvi ishtoi is lack of. We don't have a wife there. That's called not kain to duru, and therefore you're not chayiv in a sukkah. We can't make such our own drasha.
Otherwise, those people who manage to have such a nice
situation, you're not going to come into sukkah. It's not mistaber, right? Now, the Gro and the Magen Rav do not like this Ramah. Well, even Schus Acher Al Olam, they give a different suggestion. Mishum the Haibalim Mitzdar, Kesheni Yochel Lishin Shom Imishtar. The argument is a different argument, not that intrinsically the lack of the wife is pter from the sukkah, but if it bothers you, you're Patal Mitzdar. I want to be together with my wife, so that's a pter of Mitzdar. If it doesn't truly bother him, it's not the time to be together with his wife. So then you have no excuse not to go into the sukkah. Now what if they argue around? So now he could really sleep in a sukkah, but can't be with his wife. He has a mitzvah to be intimately with his wife because of Aino. So the loch is he should be with his wife. And once Vein Lachaiver Lachash and Izabi Gimisha Shiasu Sukose, El Yoshain the Base Adamuna Shaka. Once a person's already in that situation, he would remain in his house, supposed having to get dressed. So now, we'll see later on. The point is he's not machuim. Once he's ready in bed, he's not machuim to get out of bed. But if he got out of bed anyway for whatever reason, so once he's out of bed, he's out of bed. So then the question is, should he go back to the bed in the house or go out to the bed in the sukkah? That's a different ball game. That wasn't a hetter. Okay, let's chop Gimel. Gimel, achila b'sukkah b'lal yantav rishon is chayfa. So there's a chiyuv d'eating the sukkah, the first night of sukkahs. For that, even though we said the shir before, we mentioned the shir for achila and the sukkah is more than a kebeya. But the first night, the mechaber says, "Abul filoch kazayis pas yesterday chavosa." The chiyuv is eating kazayis of pas. Why? Because we learn out from the night of Pesach, we make a gzeira shava. It says the 15th by the night of Pesach, and there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of matzah. We say the 15th by the night of Sukkot, you must eat in the Sukkot kazayis. We can't make a kashus after the first night. A person does not have a chiyuv to eat pas, but to lechol suda. But if you want to eat a meal, you have to eat in the Sukkot. So it's Sukkot. What's each eno eichel? If you want to eat the rest of Yantav, just fruits and cloyas are roasted kernels of grain, so they're not a mazonis, they're a dama. So you want to eat inside the sukkah. Kadina kilos matzah, but the same way there's the chiv deep matzah the first night, the rest of Pesach, you don't have a chiv deep matzah. Well, that's not all 100% correct. You have a chiv deep as soon as Yantav. So Yantav is nikvan pas, but it's not intrinsic to the mitzvah sukkah or to the mitzvah matzah. So the cases where a person will be potter from Sudas Yomtiv, he will not have a chiyuv mitzad hechel sukkah. Well, yerchel b'layla rishon or ach yehei vare layla. So the first night we want should be vare layla before we eat. Yerchel kadam chatzos. So the same way by matzah, you should wait till the vare layla and you should eat before chatzos. The same thing over here by sukkahs. And similarly, we should refrain earlier in the day or sukkahs that when you eat the kazayas of the in the sukkah, you're eating it l'teyavon with an appetite. Now, I do want to point out, Mr. Brewer is going to point out that there is a shita which disagrees with this mechaber and says that the shir achila is a kebeya. Right. So the shir would be. More than a kebaya. We learn from matzah that there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but we've defined already the chiyuv of eating in the sukkah as more than a kebaya. So even by matzah the chiyuv is a kesayis, over here the chiyuv is going to be more than a kebaya. I'm not learning out, somebody don't learn out, well, since in the night of Pesach there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, so I have to eat in the sukkah, I have to eat matzahs. No, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. What? Pass. So not lechem oini. So maybe also the shir is not the same. So we'll see both. We'll see the applications have. They're both have. You know, there are different applications of the concept. Let's hold it here.